Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh. Oopsie. Sorry about that.
Hey.
I know. Hi. How are you? It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I mean, I was just sitting here. I could have at any time went ahead and put that in manual, but no.
Nobody died.
Do that. That's true, I suppose. Thank you.
Well, that's extreme.
It is. Well, it's good. Radio's good. Nobody dies. Anymore.
That's just. That's what I tell my students all the time. I'm like, this is the mall is the world, and we work at the toy store. So sometimes you drop a toy, but it's no big deal.
No. Oh. Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, well, that is a nugget, isn't it?
I like that. It's actually, that's a lovely way to put it. We do work in probably the funnest place at the mall. There's no question.
Yeah. I was old boss told me that once when I was beating myself up over something.
Yeah. I know. You just, we're doing our best over here.
Well, so we dropped you guys toy. Know.
Yes, dear.
That I was on Top Secret Odyssey Business this weekend.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, very much so.
What?
I finished my project this morning. I'm about to hit send on my report.
Oh.
But just so you know, your morning manager, hard at work.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh. You know, a lot goes on under the hood over there that we're not privy to.
Is it training? What
and
was
I'm
it?
Very.
What's this top secret?
Don't, you know what? Don't ask too many questions. No, put top secret right in the title.
Yeah, I'm the executive producer. I should know these
things. Well, you know, he's the morning manager.
Yeah, the morning manager definitely outranks
the morning show producer. Morning manager. Morning show producer.
You can put executive in there too. Still, morning manager.
Yeah. Manages the whole thing. You know what? Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate the work that you do behind the scenes, you know, for all of us. You're kind of an unsung hero, really.
This break is dedicated to the morning show manager. Yeah. All right.
Thank you. Hold on. Let me get the real thing going on here. Gotta have some.
While you're at it, manager, can you get some better coffee in here? And
boy. Wait, I've never even had the coffee here. I bring it from home. Is it not good?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But. You know,
you know what? Just,
he mentioned it, though.
Now that I know that you're the morning show manager.
Is it? It is sort of a weird thing that you don't have some kind of suggestion box, Mr. Manager, sir.
Yes, let's do a suggestion box.
Oh, let's do a suggestion box.
I will put that on Michael's desk for you guys.
Right. Yeah. He's the after morning manager. We got the mornings managed here with Vinny.
Yeah.
But yes.
Huh. Anyway.
Thoughts, concerns.
I did take a different way in, and man, 101 sucks.
Oh, why did you decide to do that?
But it's part of my project.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Wow.
I like that. That's
did you good. Have to get an airplane this, or do anything?
No.
Not ground level.
I don't travel. I don't travel well. Everyone knows that.
I have heard that. I wasn't going to throw you under the bus, Mr. Manager.
I only pack blankets. I can't. There's no room for clothes.
Right.
So
I wear what I'm going to wear the whole time while I'm on vacation, and I just open up, you know, get my pillow and my bedding,
right,
and my collapsible cot out of my suitcase.
I wish I could send one of those out in advance for me, but
cots are not comfortable. Like, we got some cots a few years back just to put some people up, you know. John was having the fishing crew, his fishing buddies, and it was just a bunch of them. And I'm like, cots, and nobody. And then I laid on the cot after everyone was bitching about it. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. This does suck. Mm. It's like, there's no give. It's just, even though you're like, oh, it'll be like a hammock. But no, it's tight on all the sides. So you're laying on what really isn't a comfortable surface, especially old people.
Well,
you know,
if
old
it
people
had
with
give,
the bitching.
Though, you'd feel you'd feel the metal sides.
Yeah. Yep.
You'd be like in between it going, ow, ow.
There's nothing.
Well, anyway, no cots for me.
No, yeah.
So I imagine that I know because you and I exchanged a couple texts that you, like me, and I don't know, what was the number? What, you probably have it. The number of people.
They didn't release that.
Well, I thought I saw 60 million, but maybe that's.
Maybe. I'll take a look.
Well, there might have been 60 million complaints. There were apparently quite a few We were fine, and it sounded like you were fine, like you weren't bitching about the feed, but we had the thing on the whole time, and I would, and people were saying, yeah, this thing's buffering, this is, it's restarting, it's doing this, it's doing, I'm like, ours was fine, but there's massive complaints out there, like Netflix fail.
Mine froze, and then it got unfrozen and stayed good the rest of the time.
Mm.
It was 60 million. And yeah, you were jamming at one point.
And it
buffered, and yeah, there were some times where it paused. During the women's fight, which was actually good.
I watched some of that. That must have been a really long fight.
It was early on.
Yeah.
That fight bummed me out.
Why?
Because that Irish chick is cheating. That is cheat. You do not headbutt people in the soft skin and open that. That, did you see the gaping wound on that lady's eye?
I didn't see it.
That is cheating, and everybody who, like, you're cheating.
That's so in strict boxing. So then this was strict boxing,
that
right?
That was a legitimate title.
That was a title fight.
Did she say, I fell forward? Did she have some excuse for it?
They all know how to do it.
Didn't she win?
She did win. Yeah.
It wasn't just that she butted and then. She butted again. Like, she hit it a couple times.
Yeah.
But I was rooting for the last Katie Taylor. That was the Irish girl.
Remember? Well, I'm Irish too, but that doesn't mean I want to vote for somebody who's cheating.
That's, I like the hot pepper chick, the Serrano chick.
Yeah, well, she got a wound opened up and there was no hope for
there'll
her.
There'll be a rematch.
Well, that's always the way.
We'll never watch that, though.
Yeah. No, we won't.
You know, right. I got to say, I knew there were a lot of other fights. And I was not prepared for our fight to not start for 4.5 hours after that thing started.
Took a long
time. Did it start at 9:30?
It was, I left your house is around 10:30.
It wasn't that
four and a half hours.
It was, I left at like 10, so it was like 9. But
it just really, I did enjoy the ass shot of Tyson in the pre fight interview.
I missed it live, but I certainly saw all the pictures.
Yeah, it is definitely this is a 58-year-old dude's butt. I guess, is there a thong going on there?
They're supposed to have pulled that camera away. I don't know why they did that.
I don't know why he just can't pull some pants on while he's walking around backstage. Like, it's a,
not only not pull it away. They dropped the camera down so you'd see it.
Yeah.
Like, it was really like the camera guy was like,
and down we go. Let's head down. There it is.
That's his man zone protection that he would wear under his trunks.
So it's clamped to the front. So that's why I'm asking. Like, is it?
It's got stuff underneath his
belt with a thing,
butt.
And then it comes out through the legs and attaches upward.
It looks just like a jock strap.
Yeah, I can't.
Except
really.
It's padded so that it's much bulkier and bigger, but a jock strap goes around the back of your.
Give me the
thighs
extra large
like that.
One. I would like that.
Anyway.
To look really padded out in the front. So we had a lot of time to kill.
Yeah.
We made pizza. We got to figure something out. Actually, we wanted doing some more pizza on the grill last night, and that was the way. It just doesn't get hot enough in the oven. Such a bummer.
It was good.
It was fine, but it was just like, I don't know. You want the bottom to be crisp, so we tried that. But we, I quit the band a while ago.
Yeah,
so John,
what is that? Why'd you quit the band?
I just didn't want to do the gig. I really felt like I had too much on my plate, so I didn't want to be bothered with it. So John was like, I do want to be. And I'm like, all right, great. Have fun. So DiNardo and his brother.
Who's this gig for? The Mother Truckers?
It's the guy from the Mother Truckers, Josh, I think his name is. And he likes to throw these kind of showcasey things where he gets a bunch of friends and a bunch of these old bands from the 90s that were like big in the Bay Area. And he does it in Fairfax. And so John and Pat are going to get up on stage and do two songs, and they're doing them with the DiNardo brothers. So Vinny and I are here because of Steve DiNardo. He was our boss for a long time. He hired us out of Philly.
Me too. Hired me out of New York.
Yeah, there you go. And then his brother Chris is a drummer, and he's one of the funnest people to jam with.
Is that right?
He is a guy who is there, is well-rehearsed, is psyched to play. And when you drop into the group, like later, we were jamming and we were doing Everybody Wants to Rule the World of Tears for Fears.
Oh, that's a good song.
There's, you know, like when he dropped into the beat and he's just riding it, like he had his eyes closed, he had a smile on his face. I'm like, yeah, that's the guy you want to jam with. He's like having so much fun. Anyway, we had a fun jam. We, Maddie and I, who aren't in the band, we sat out, we were watching some Fight stuff.
Yeah, and we got to hear the
same songs over and over again.
Oh, and when I got,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And when I got there, Vin, I'm real weird about, like, I don't play an instrument, I don't sing, I don't, you know, I'm just not musical. But like, I don't know what to do when I'm in a room when everybody else is. Like, do I sit there? Do I look at them? Am I supposed to nod my head? Should I try to sing along? So I end up just getting like social anxiety, and then just, I kind of walked in the room like, "Oh, this is nice," and then walked out.
Well, you and I came in. I'm like, "Oh, come on in," and we sit down, and I look over, and I've never seen anyone looking more uncomfortable. I'm like, "Let's go in the other room. Let's go start watching the fight." I know, it was very.
I wish I could get over. I don't know how to get over it. I just don't know what I'm supposed to do.
So when you're at like a rock show.
At a show, it's different
because
than being
it's just
in somebody's
so many
house
people.
And
nobody's looking at you specifically as they're singing.
Yeah, I get real.
That's funny. Yeah.
Well,
but it
anyway,
was fun. I had a great time.
I don't think this is going to be an original idea, but it did have a moment there as I watched the fight.
Yeah.
And I realized I was looking at some Facebook entries and some different friends of mine posting on Instagram. And I realized that all the people my age who tuned into that fight, and I realize there's probably people from, you know, 17 to, you know, 70 right, watching that fight that night. All of these guys, myself included, who are sort of either quietly or actively rooting for Mike Tyson are actually rooting for Father Time. And what we got was so severely disappointed.
Yeah.
And so like such a cold splash of water that what we were hoping for was this bell that would go ding, ding. And that 20-year-old animal
monster
would come out of his corner and throttle the young guy and take that YouTuber and show him what's what. Mm. And what happened was we got a guy who limped into the middle, and even the kid had to lay up. That guy was not trying that hard because Tyson, and did you hear the announcer keep going, "I don't like his legs. I do." That was Roy Jones Jr., who's a boxer himself. Well, he actually had a brace on his knee. Mm. And limped. And then you go, of course.
Yeah.
I'm whatever I am, 3-4 years younger than Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And I've got ailments. Mm. And I have never a professional anything.
Right.
So never have had the injuries or the things that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, boxing, not a kind.
So there
business.
It was. What Father Time does to you, no matter who you are, and despite all the hopes and dreams of the old guys in America, what we got was, thank goodness that young man was polite and didn't kill him.
I was sort of wishing that he would kill him just to like get that. Just, this is ridiculous, and I've waited so long. Tonight, this evening,
right.
Like this is not something I was waiting for in life. But that night, I waited. I'm like, can we just get it over with? I really did feel like, you know, we just watched a video of Mike Tyson walking away from the camera with his butt showing.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like the only thing that changed between that video and him walking into the ring was he pulled shorts on.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just. Even at the beginning, when you think it'd have a little energy, there was just nothing there. This is going to be a long fight.
No, he's an old man. Yeah. And it showed every second of that fight. It showed.
Are we done yet? Because I want my $20 million check.
And I'll, you know what? Go off into whatever it is you're going to go off into with your $20 million. I will also, not only am I saying that young man Jake Paul was polite and didn't kill the old guy, which was nice of him.
Sure.
I will also say, he put together a huge event and we all fell for it. Mm-hmm. So the only upside.
We did. And we probably would have paid for it if it had been a pay-per-view.
I was just going to say the only upside for me is that I wouldn't have seen a minute of it if it wasn't on my Netflix that I already had.
Funny.
I stopped buying those events at least 20 years ago.
I was going to say probably when you stopped drinking. I'm like, hey, everybody, come over. We're going to have a party.
I'll buy
the fight.
I would sometimes have gone to things that someone bought and be like, all right, I'm in and here's $10 for it.
Right.
But I would never buy those things because they're that exactly this. You get a bunch of fights you don't want to watch. Ugh. And then the actual fight, you go, ah.
Can you guys please start fighting?
I feel burnt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some of those guys, like we mentioned his name and I already can't. Moneybag guy.
Oh, Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah, that guy. He's had some pay-per-views where you go, You know, whoa, should we pay? No. I'm not paying for that.
What was his big thing recently? It was like Pacquiao or something?
No. Well, he also did that Conor McGregor fight.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big one.
Did Conor thrash him?
No, Conor didn't thrash him.
No.
That's surprising.
Yeah,
Conor looks like a monster as well.
I was talking to Sarah's friend, Pat, who, by the way, is probably one of the most negative guys I've ever been around. He really likes to just, like,
What was he dumping on this evening?
He was dumping on the whole night on the fight. Just wouldn't stop. He was just like, it's all fixed. I'm like, yeah,
we're all here to enjoy it. He's like, oh, basically we want to watch WWE.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you can go.
But we were...
His wife was in Mexico, so I knew he wasn't leaving.
We were saying, what are you as good at today as you were when you were 27? Or even close to? And I'm like, nothing. Like, no, there's no athletic...
I'm actually better at leaving places. I'm better at
athletically,
no.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm better at no. Better at saying
better
no.
Better not caring. Right. Yeah. That's for sure.
That's true. I am like the queen of not caring. Oh, that's funny. You know what's so funny about that? You say that is I've learned to just tune Pat out. Like he will get going on a thing and not be able to, you know, like a dog gets something and just can't let it go. And he's just kind of shaking it. And if you come near him, he growls at you. But then he keeps on shaking. I did notice that he was doing that, but I just went, well, I'm not going to talk to him about that anymore. So you must have just got stuck with him.
I like him. Great conversations with Patty's great, but he's just
a negative Nelly.
It was just a little negative Nelly for me. And I'm like,
okay. Little Debbie Downer.
Like, just let me enjoy my fantasy here. I'm pretending it's a real fight, and
we're all together. And of course, we're gonna have pizza. Yeah. Like it's fun. Yeah.
Okay, 707 says, "Vin, my daughter is 16 and was rooting for Tyson. Jake Paul is a tool, and the kids don't like him either. You know what? I'm not a fan. Although he was fine on Bizardvark, which is the show that I originally saw him on. But anyway, he did not kill Tyson, and he could have. Tyson was like not able to get around.
I did feel like." Jake didn't look all that great either. Like, I didn't feel like he could kill him.
It was lying up.
If you watched, you watched any, and I didn't barely watch any of it after the fight, but I saw a little bit of Jake Paul, and he was like, I noticed very quickly that he was not engaging. And so I didn't want to push that. I didn't push the pace. And I know what he was saying. He was quietly saying, I didn't want to kill that guy.
Yeah.
And I give him credit for it. I think he's a tool too, though, just for the record. I don't watch him on YouTube and I won't watch any more of his fights unless he fights someone for real. And then that might be worth looking at.
Yeah. I played tennis on Sunday and I had that same thing. I played for one set and we were really happy. We got through a whole set and I'm like, this is it. I'm happy I got through one set. When I was 27, I would play all day. Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, we'll take a little break. Throw a towel around our neck.
My hips bothering me.
Oh, yeah, hon, I'm sorry about your head. That's
not true, Vin. You bought the Mayweather-McGregor fight 7 years ago. I don't know if I did. I don't know if it was me or who, but I did see it.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I thought your friends had a get-together.
We might have. I don't know. I've been burnt enough by pay-per-view boxing events that I'm not interested in them. This was nice. It was on my Netflix. I already have that.
I like Vinny as the morning manager. I feel like Matt and Sarah are not showing you the respect you deserve and making fun of you. Let's fire them both.
Well,
you know what? I am tired. What, do you want to just take over?
This is exactly the kind of crap. Let me just say, she's staying for what she just said. She's staying for good. You're never fired. She'd be too happy about it. She'd be like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm sleeping in
tomorrow.
And cashing checks. Oh. I love it.
Oh God.
No.
Please though.
No.
Be so good. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Here is a song. We'll be right back.
What? Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.